meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Mentioned Bible line.
Adam, you came in with articles tonight. I'm shocked. Two of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what to do.
I know. You know, the thing's funny. Let me say things funny about Drew. God, honestly.
What's funny?
I'll be honest about
Drew. You're going to tell me what's funny about me or peculiar?
Funny bad.
Peculiar.
Drew, I was asking this question. My wife, she had no answer for it. But Drew is a... what you would almost think of as sort of a studious guy. He likes to have tasks put in front of him. And you know, the other thing I appreciate about Drew is he's open to critique and criticism. He enjoys it. He looks at it as a way to make himself better. And this is why we enjoy it, because I love critiquing and Drew doesn't mind being critiqued.
Just as a point of feedback for you, there's a fine line in your world between critique and abuse. Strangely enough.
This may cross back and forth over that line many times. All right. Here's what I'm saying. Drew is a guy who, if Ann comes in here and says, I need you to read these station liners, Drew wants to do it immediately. And Drew is a guy that really can't sit still for more than a second without picking something up and absorbing some knowledge or something like that. But yet, if you say to Drew, bring in something, give me your thoughts on something, show up with something, he doesn't really do it that often.
Not that often.
No.
Correct. Yeah. I've been actually
for a guy who loves this sort of thing, not really.
Right.
We did a radio show over the Christmas break. I said to Drew, go collect this data, go do this, make some notes, give some thoughts. And the day we were going to go do the show, Drew showed up with nothing and said, I don't have a notebook. Can I borrow a notebook? That's like a bad student. What a bad student would do, right?
I actually, on my desk, I had 8 different articles, and you would change topics on me so many times, I thought, oh, I'm just going to go in and react, see what happens. Because I'd read everything. All the articles.
You had not a piece of paper in your hand. Everyone else had a briefcase full of stuff. Drew had zero. The F students.
But I had read the article. I'll bring the articles tomorrow.
All right. But you know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah.
Then, you know? Yeah? What is that?
It's something to do with radio.
Because
nothing else in my life is that way.
I know, and that's the thing that's confusing, because Drew loves preparation. Yeah. He loves paperwork. He loves all things academia. But yet, if you told him to go and bring in some thoughts and some ideas and some clippings, he might not bring it in.
My experience has taught me that if I launch into anything, it ain't going to go very far before you pounce on me.
How about bringing something in? You're not even a notebook, Drew.
I got all this stuff. This is all articles I bring in constantly.
All right. Never heard one on the air. However.
Yes.
The guy who was put on academic probation at L.A. Valley College. Mm-hmm. That is a, and by the way, that is junior college in the San Fernando Valley.
Oof. Just anywhere.
No. That's not junior college in the Boston area. That's junior college in the San Fernando Valley. That's junior college.
Got it.
Okay?
Isn't that voice great tonight? It's pathetic.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Sick.
It's been raining like a MF-er out here in Southern California, like biblical-style rain.
Truly.
Crazy novelty rain.
Where you think, oh, my God, should we build an ark?
It was like the power or the satellite went out over at Kimmel's house today. We're all watching the playoff games, and the satellite went out.
Just from the intense rain.
Yeah, just pelting the dish. All of a sudden, there's 12 guys with no pro football, no playoff football. Guys going insane.
But no doubt, panicking. A lot of beer and a bong. A
lot of beer and bong. And what do we do? What are we going to do? So we all piled in the cars and we went over to my house to go watch it. But when we got out of the cars, sometimes the rain falls from the sky, and other times it seems like it's thrown from the sky.
Just pelting.
People being pelted, like holding their hands up and screaming, holding things over their heads, just making noise about 2:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And just been running and like can barely see in front of you.
And it wasn't like that went on for 8 seconds. That went on for like 4 hours like that.
Yeah, it's nice. So
you brought an article in.
Yeah, I brought an article. Well, I brought two articles in, and I, you know, one of these I saw when I was over at working over Kimmel's last week. And the other one, somebody brought up, one of the writers had brought up at the table. And I thought to myself, this is why I hate the right, and this is why I hate the left, the extreme ends. And people, I think people think of us as, oh, you guys are righty or lefty or whatever.
They don't know what to think of us.
They don't know what to think of us. But there is a reason to hate the extreme on either side.
So this is the right article I'm pointing at.
This represents the worst on both sides. You do yours first.
The one article was a large-scale study on the morning after pill, the emergency contraception, the non-abortive, non-abortion, just the birth control pill, just like one you take before you have sex,
right?
But used afterwards. What happens to people's behavior if they're given this pill? Easy access.
Right. Now,
guess what?
We knew because these questions all came up with condoms 25 years ago.
Right.
Well, if we give them condoms, that's going to be their ticket to open sexuality.
Right. And there's an amazing, you point out an amazing quote in here from a woman, Wendy Wright of Concerned Women of America. The morning after pill is a pedophile's best friend.
Which I thought to myself.
Oh, my God.
I said to someone, this sounds like the world's worst lozenge. Pedophile's best friend, used by Norwegian fishermen. Wow. Hey,
treats women like sex machines.
With a name like this, it's got to be good. That would be my lozenge. But yeah, it treats women. This pill treats women like sex machines. Yeah.
How bizarre is that thinking?
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, this is a woman who is struggling with her own sexuality.
Or something.
Has deep-seated issues. Mm. I would go so far as to say she's probably suffered a little molestation or a little abuse. It seems like someone who's survived some trauma.
Yes.
Whatever it is. Or maybe she just has a retarded religious ideology. Fine. Now, here's my only thing on this kind of stuff. You disagree with this being given out to people. You don't like the idea that people can have sex out of wedlock. You don't like the idea that people can have multiple sexual partners without the possibility, without what you would call the consequences. That's fine. Good. Just say that's how you feel and try to get sex outlawed.
Listen, I think it's even more. They should just say, I don't like young people having sex, which fine. That's fine.
I respect that. That's your opinion. We can have a discussion about it. But instead, they go lobby Walmart so they don't carry it.
And by the way, there is a group now starting not to be willing to prescribe any hormonal contraceptives, the birth control pill at all. Then that's a viable position, too. If you don't want the emergency contraception and you don't want any kind of hormonal contraceptive or pill, okay, I can understand that. Right. That's a defensible position.
Right. And just keep in mind, religious tards, the folks you hate so much wearing the turbans on the other side of the ocean over there, they're religious fanatics, too.
Yeah.
I know your religious fanaticism is better than theirs somehow, but believe me, they believe in their false whatever just as much as you believe in your retarded whatever. And who has to pay? The atheists.
You know what they've both been agreeing on lately is that the sinners in Indonesia and Thailand were paid for their sins.
Sure.
These poor people who were victimized have to be victimized again of being responsible for what happened to them.
If God did bad things to good people, then maybe there isn't a God. There has to be a reason everything happens. Otherwise, it might bring into question their precious God. Now, Drew, there's something else in this article, I believe, that talks about how, the FDA basically did a study on whether
it was
safe.
It's always been safe.
And it's always been safe.
Yes.
But then somebody decided, well,
one guy overruled the
whole
group.
One guy decided, I don't need to read all this scientific data. I'm just going to make it.
Then when he was scrutinized for maybe behaving in a political, having that position for political reasons, he went, well, there's not enough data on adolescents. So they go, okay, now we got the data on adolescents. Now what are you going to do?
Right.
They got it, by the way. They got the data.
So those who claim to want to put an end to abortion, that
should be all over this pill.
Of course they
should
be all over
the pill.
This
is going to eliminate abortion.
They don't care about that, though. They care about people having sex out of wedlock, and they care about what you do, and they care about telling you what to do. They're not so interested in whatever it says they're interested in. Everyone, please understand that. Whenever somebody writes a letter, they should. Here's what I'm going to keep. I want a list of people that write letters, and they're all on my S list.
And what's your other one?
Left. Okay, so now this is the far right.
Yeah.
This is the religious tards that are effing up the world for us. And then here's the far left. This is it's hard to tell who's worse. I don't know. For some reason, I like the right.
You like them better?
I like them better because the left is smarter, but they're angrier.
Right.
They're
so angry. Right. They make you feel that by not being a part of them, there's something's wrong with you.
Right.
The right just wants you to fall in line.
This is basically a mother in New York who's has like five or six kids who is given birth. Well, she has custody. She's lost custody of her children ranging in age of from 8 months to 12 years old. And neglect hearings dating back to 2000. She has six kids that are in foster care.
Oh.
Six that are in foster care, everybody. And it's all state expense.
Wait,
and,
I haven't read the article. Let me guess. The court is trying to get her to stop having children.
Two of the kids, by the way, yes, Drew. Two of the six are, she has seven kids altogether. One of them's staying with an aunt.
Mm. Which one's staying with the prison system?
Well, first off, I don't want to say anything, but definitely a Jew.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Definitely.
Of course.
Her name's Georgette, so, you know, it's Jewish. I think it's in the Bible. This is in the Tamlin or the Torah. All right, the point is I don't know what the nationality of the person is. It's impossible to tell. But the point is six kids in foster care. One of them raised by the aunt. Here's how you know they're Jewish. Two of the kids addicted to crack cocaine. And the court basically wants to put her on birth control.
Yes.
And guess who stepped
ACLU.
In? ACLU. Oh, no way. No way. No way they're going to let this woman have her rights taken away. Very slippery slope, Drew.
Slippery slope,
slippery
Adam.
Slope. Slippery slope. Slippery slope.
Next thing you know, they'll be hanging children.
Moms.
As we're, preventing them from becoming a burden on the system.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
This is where it starts.
Yes.
This is where it starts, Drew.
That is the most retarded logic on the planet.
Now, sure, she's got seven kids. She doesn't raise any of them. Two of them are addicted to crack. She's had them taken away through multiple court hearings. But we say it's okay for her to not have an eighth kid, and we got trouble as a society.
We're going down separate
and
side.
Next thing you know, we have young married couples very much in love with no criminal histories attempting to have a kid, and the jackbooted thugs coming right in the bedroom, ripping the child out of the baby's arms.
Or ripping the
mother's
uterus,
arms.
Yeah, or injecting her with some sort of...
slippery slope,
yes,
Drew.
Oh, of course.
Slippery slope.
Yes.
Slippery slope. It's just like Kevorkian. You say it's okay for him to put people in advanced stages of Lou Gehrig's disease out of their misery so they don't choke on their own saliva in the middle of the night.
How dare you?
Next thing you know, your kid comes in for a Pop Warner physical. How old's your kid, Drew?
12.
12. He wants to play some Pop Warner?
Put him down.
He comes in, Kevorkian, wants to get a physical. Doctor puts a pillow over his head.
What are you
going
to do?
Nothing,
nothing you can do, Adam.
Nothing you can do.
Because that's slippery slope.
Slippery slope. You say it's okay for Kevorkian. Your kid gets snuffed out on a Pop Warner physical, nothing.
That's same thing.
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
Slippery slope. And ACLU, before you know, before you dig into them too hard, they do some good work, like spending tons of taxpayers' money trying to get rid of the very small micro-sized cross on the seal
in Los
of
Angeles.
Los Angeles, or making sure that guys on death row can't submit a DNA sample.
Or making sure the copy of the Ten Commandments is...
yeah, it gets blown up from in front of the library. Yeah, I mean, they're really doing the Lord's work. So, you should hate the far left, and you should hate the far right.
Right.
And we as a society, we as a majority, all of us in the middle, I mean, look at it this way. You got your right, and you got your left. The majority, the lion's share of this country
is everyone else.
But we don't write letters. We don't pipe up.
Right.
We have you know what we have? You know what this country is?
Yeah, we have. The rest of us have happiness.
Yes.
We're busy living our lives.
We have super loud little. Here's what it is. We have loud barking. There's like three super loud chihuahuas on the right and three super loud chihuahuas
the rest
on the left.
A bunch of Labradors.
And a bunch of Labradors. And won't we need? We need to crush them. It's time to hop the fence, bite their necks, and put them down. We need them to shut up. Here's what we need to do. Shut up. Shut up. Go back to your crappy. Go yell at your stepdad who molested you. Stop rubbing your crap all over society.
Yes.
Please. You righties, I'm going to build a time machine so you can go back in high school and get laid. All you fat, ugly broads who can't stay in the morning after pill because of you got passed over at the prom 3 years in a row. I'm going to send you back. I'll put a little rouge on. I'll get some guy to nail you. And then you can shut up. And we can all get on with our lives. Now, instead, and that's all. The newspapers, every story. Every news story, it's all dominated. Oh, they want to take down the Ten Commandments. Oh, they don't want the they want cigarettes banned from the beach. Oh, it's just so much of nothing. Just please, you idiots, just shut up. All you PETA guys, all you ACLUers, just please, just kill yourself and let us get on with our lives. Just would you do that? Could we just move forward? Please? please, or go to beloved, whatever beloved country you think is so much better than this one. Please leave all the Labradors in the middle alone. We just want to sniff a little ass. I got to take a leak. I want to chase a Frisbee. That's all. We just want to enjoy ourselves. That's we don't want to hear your yapping from the other side of the fence. And that's all you are. It's just yap, 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 yap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Drew, I've done 15 minutes worth of yapping.
All right, good.
You ready to rock?
Yeah, I am.
Who do you hate more? Who do you think? Who in this story? You don't like the ACLU.
I don't like this. The either side that takes the holier than thou attitude.
Right.
That you have to be foolish or something wrong with your thinking, or you're a disturbed person if you don't see it their way. That's aggressive and angry. And I don't dig that.
Here's my sincere hope. ACLU. This chick craps out an eighth kid. And he puts a shiv in the kid of one of these ACLU homos.
Mm.
Yes, that's the way it works. And then on the right, you can be done with all the morning after thing, and we can just populate the planet with a bunch of unwanted criminals. Right?
Perfect.
There it is. That's what we're both heading that direction, just putting more criminals and unwanted people on the planet.
And then keeping them free to do whatever they want.
Well,
that's it. Hey, by the way, are you dying of heat in here? It is stuffy
warm
in here. What the hell? I've got the thermometer, the air conditioning on 52 degrees. It's 80.
All right.
Here we go.
Antonio?
What's cracking?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I love Crank Yankers. I think that show's hilarious. And I've been listening to you guys for years, and I love the advice you give.
Thank you. All new season of Crank Yankers starting soon.
And you didn't invite me to do one.
Maybe this week.
I'm getting jealous
it's
now.
Wednesday, actually.
Wednesday.
I'm very aware.
I also hear they're playing a bunch of old man shows again.
I heard they were, yeah. Wednesday, what time?
9:30? Wednesday, 10 or 10:30, is it?
10:30. All right, everybody.
All right.
Chris.
Antonio, here we go.
Go ahead.
All right, my question is, what constitutes as a healthy sex life? Because I don't have a regular sex life, and I only masturbate once to twice a week. And I was watching TV, and I saw that it's healthy to masturbate at least once a day.
No.
How does he say masturbate, by the way?
Say that again? Tells you to what are you supposed to do more than once a day?
It's healthy to masturbate at least once a day.
He said it.
All right.
And so
it's not unhealthy to do that, and some people, that's sort of their normal biological rhythm.
Right.
But I think twice a week is in. I know Adam has trouble believing this, given his healthy and longstanding habit. But twice a week's about average, I think, for most.
Well, not for a 19-year-old.
Yeah, maybe three times a week.
Yeah, maybe if you're in a full body cast, that's like 3-4 times a week. But I'm telling you, single 19-year-old guys, I mean, given the space.
Given the time and the space, they'll get around it.
Yeah. Antonio sounded like he had a lot of time. I'm not sure about the space part. Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Do you live at home?
Yes. Well, for the time being.
But right now.
Right now, you're living at home. Are you looking for a job?
I'm actually starting school on Tuesday. I'm starting college on Tuesday. And
junior college?
No, it's a full school. It's a regular school. It's a accelerated program, so I'll be done in 3 years, but it's, still school.
Technical school?
What is it? Well, 3 years. There's no technical school for 3 years. What kind of school?
It's the American Intercontinental University. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like I'm not choosing to have sex. It's just.
No, you're fine. Antonio, you're fine. You're normal. The shoulds and the shoulds, what you ought to and what you should, those are quite a range there, what's healthy and what's not.
All right. Drew, what's wrong with you?
I'm sick.
Well, blow into something.
It won't help.
It won't?
Mm-mm.
Well, drink some honey water or something.
And?
Erica?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been with the same guy for 2 years now, and I'm really sure that he's the one, but lately I've been having, these really crazy fantasies about his roommate.
Oh, well, then, of course, he must be the one, then.
What's good about his roommate?
I don't know. I guess it's just, something that I can't have, because I'd never act upon, these fantasies or anything.
Yeah.
It's the forbidden fruit,
Oh, he's gay?
Huh? No, he's not gay.
Oh. Just call him a fruit.
What? I don't understand. How long have you been with your boyfriend?
It'll be 2 years in March.
Mm-hmm.
And how's the relationship going?
It's going good.
And how often do you guys have sex?
I mean, it's at least, 5 times a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And yet you're still having roommate fantasies.
Well, what's hot about the roommate? I mean, the roommate could just be a very attractive guy.
Or I'm wondering if she's not getting that mode. You know, someone when they're about to get married will get a wild hair.
I'm trying to figure that one out. Yeah. Erica?
Yeah.
She's not going to help us,
what's
though.
Hot about the guy? Is there something about the roommate that's exceptional?
I mean, he's not like supermodel type or whatever.
Does he have lots of other girls going for him?
No.
Does he have a girlfriend?
No.
Okay, can you please just answer me? Is there something very attractive about him?
That we should know? Yeah. Something specific?
No. I think it's just the fact that he's there. I mean, because before my boyfriend,
Well, take that note down, Adam. You got that? Because.
He's there.
There you got it. That's it.
Well, you're having fantasies about a guy and you can't even admit he has nice eyes something?
I think it is that she opened with, this is the guy, I'm settling down. And as soon as a woman really starts thinking that way, sometimes they'll get a,
Well, especially when they're 20. Okay, yeah.
He was really sweet.
There's three things, and we'll rule one of them out. One is the guy's just smoking hot.
She says no.
We're ruling that one out.
Two,
they've been together for 2 years, and it's kind of coasting. Right. Like, you're with at 18, I'd say it's almost a little mixture, getting...
No. Three, there's other women. She's just got to compete with other women. He's got a bunch of girls going on to him. He looked at her a nice way. I got to get ahead of the line here.
Please don't talk. Let's get through a dry erase board and just write your stuff down.
Not
three. Three is what you said, which is they're going to get married.
Yeah.
She's been with the guy since high school, and she realized this is about it.
Yeah.
Which is why you don't get married at 20.
Yeah.
And why when you're with someone from 17 or 18, you should break up by 20.
Yeah.
And then just keep moving. Erica?
Yeah.
All right. And why are you guys thinking about marriage and whatever?
Or are you?
You're 20.
I mean, not right now. I'm in college and everything, and I want to finish school before we get married or whatever. But, I mean, we do see a future together.
Mm. Okay. Well, look, here's the thing.
We don't.
Obviously.
We don't see that future.
Obviously, and you want to marry this guy? I mean, you've been together since 18.
Yeah.
Have you been with other guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's the thing, Erica. Don't think about the marriage.
Yeah.
Don't think about the future. Just go to school. Because when you start putting the pressure of the I'm going to be with him for the rest of my life thing, then it almost forces your hand.
There is a possibility that option two is in here, that things are winding down more than she realizes.
Let me say this. Well, it's like a bar of soap you're holding in your hand.
Yeah.
You start squeezing it, it's going to shoot out. Don't squeeze. And you think, like, I got to hang on to it tighter. Relax your grip
what you're
a little.
Saying, Adam,
it'll stay.
Just like a butterfly.
Like a bird.
You must let it go.
You got to let it. Set it free.
Set it free.
Set it free.
And if it comes back.
Then
you know. Okay.
No bird ever comes back, by the way. There's no bird. Every bird you see out there, somebody used to own. They're all ones that got set free and never came back.
That is the most retarded logic.
It's true. No, I know. The song is retarded. Yes. But I just mean there's no bird that's ever come back. Do me an experiment. Take your bird, put it out in the
yard. Or a butterfly or any of those nice little
anything
flying
that flies,
animals,
yes. Let it go. See if it comes back.
Ever.
Drew, every crow you see out
there. In fact,
there,
every day let one go and see which one comes back.
Every pigeon you see out there. Everyone.
Somebody let it go.
And it flew away. Did you know that?
I have no doubt.
Chris, did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a quick one.
Okay. All right.
One more call.
Let me just say this about the range of pigeons. Pigeons are a weird animal that we can't figure out whether we like or not, because if you go to the parks, like, oh, pigeons, oh, they're flying rats. Mm-hmm. They crap on everything. But pigeons, during the war, we used to use them for, like, carrier pigeons. What bird has saved more human lives than pigeons, if you think about it? Pigeons fly like 50 miles an hour. They used them in World War II and stuff. They just put notes on them and send them back to home base.
Mm-hmm.
And they return. I mean, they're sort of smart, and they're really fast, and they had some use. I mean, we didn't use crows. People don't seem to have a beef with crows.
Right.
We didn't use. We use a few falcons by the airport every once in a while, or a hawk or two. But really, many a pigeons probably got killed in wartime. Probably hundreds of pigeons being shot down and stuff like that. Yeah, but imagine. We should take it easy on pigeons.
Good point.
Give them a break. Huh?
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Let's take a break, Drew.
All right.
But let's give pigeons a break. But I'll tell you, Drew, my attack crow idea.
That's a good one.
And let me say this. I got a couple of things to say before we go to break. I was watching 60 Minutes tonight.
Yeah.
Anyone, Chris, I know you won. I don't want to spoil it. I'm sure Tivo, you know who won.
Right.
But it ended with the old guy. The thing is on 60 Minutes, thank you, they did a whole thing on dogs smelling cancer.
Oh.
Skin cancer, urine, bladder cancer, all, and all of a sudden, yes, dogs can't smell. Now, how many years ago was I saying that these dogs...
At least four or five.
Maybe six.
Yes.
Smelling venereal disease.
Yes.
Yes.
And easier.
Easier. Easier. Okay. The other, so I'm like Nostradamus.
Yes.
I come up with these things, and then not hundreds of years later, but like
ahead
6 months
time.
Later,
yes.
Stuff comes around because I want to hang out and enjoy it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Now, the other thing that's going to come to fruition is my attack crows.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah.
For what purpose? What
well,
time?
Here's the thing. Crows.
The police force?
Yeah. Crows are mean.
Oh, yeah.
Crows are super mean, and they're scary.
Yeah.
And they will easily, you know, you screw with a nest, and then your cat walks around, a crow just dive bombing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all this non-lethal force stuff. How about three or four crows?
Yeah.
Guy's out in front of the bank. He's holding the gun. He's going to shoot himself. He's going to shoot. He's holding the knife. Send in the crows. Forget about the bean bags and the bouncing. Some girl died riding in Boston a few months ago because she got hit with a beanbag. That crow ain't going to kill anybody. But if six or eight crows come at your head, you drop whatever you're holding and run. You have to run, and you have to flail.
Or how about like 30 crows? Send a troop of crows.
If you have
then they can't shoot at them or anything.
If there's a bigger problem, but this will break up riots. Like I send in my attack crows, everyone scatters.
You're right.
And then I use them for personal security, too. There's my crows.
Oh.
I got four or five crows traveling with me.
Straighten a rock out.
They're all just sitting right on the parapet of the building. When I come walking in, when I come out, they're just hovering over my head again. Attack crows. Anyone mess with me?
Do they have
boom,
earpiece
dive bombing. They're so mean. They would do it. It would be easy to train. They're smart as hell.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do. I don't care how muscle-bound you are. I don't care if you're like an eighth-degree black belt in Taekwondo. Six or eight crows go coming at your head, claws and beaks, and noise. You're just running.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they can't really do any damage.
Yeah.
And pay a scratch, a cornea, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Huh?
Yeah. I like that. We need some law enforcement to call us tonight.
All right.
We got to set this in motion.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Got my hair cut yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I can really tell.
Yeah. I mean, they buzzed a lot. Everybody see that?
Yeah.
So it's like pretty much buzz cut, which I didn't want. And last thing my wife said before I left the house was, don't let them cut it too short. I said, don't worry. But I go to Model Cuts, $10.
Is this the same guy that...
This is all husky Latino women.
Nice.
And got a quite a nice selection of magazines to choose from, you know. They got Latino Entrepreneur, Business Mom, like all these just red book. Here's what I'm saying. I see this at the dentist office. I see it at the... Throw in one goddamn car and driver. Could you? Shouldn't there be a rule? Just one. Maybe someone with a penis comes in here and wants to look at a car magazine. Do you have to have a stack this high of red books and InStyles and all a Vogue and all the and then there's the one with the haircuts in it, and then it's really had like all the specific one like Latin Mom and Latin Entrepreneur and all this stuff. Just one. Everyone drive. Hey, by the way, everyone who came to your establishment, they took a car. It's just one. Just throwing one car. Just one car magazine. So I was just sitting there looking at reading Latin Entrepreneur or Mom or something, and I said to the chick, I said, just give me, just give me a trim. And she said, number four clipper.
Oh.
And I said, I don't know. I just want a trim. You know, I just want a trim. Number four clipper, okay?
Uh-oh.
I said, I guess it's okay. And I started looking down at Latin Mom, and I noticed big clumps of hair landing my lap. And I looked up, and most of my hair was gone. And I said, Whoa! Wow, this is really short. I just wanted a trim. She said, "You said number four." it's like I just okay.
And I just realized, well,
get what you pay for.
Yeah, $10. Mm-hmm. $10. But it's all going to grow back. But I just like, that's my part. That's the part of life. That's where I wish I just had my recording.
Yeah, yeah.
You told me number four.
We need life needs a TiVo, doesn't it?
It really does.
Well, let's play it's it like, back. Let's say it back.
I did say number no. I just said give me a light trim three times. You said number four three
Here's
times,
what I'm
and
curious
I said
about.
Okay.
If you play it back to them, will they still see it the same way? You understand?
I do.
The distortions are so profound.
I do because I see once in a while when John Stossel goes undercover and he shows up at the unscrupulous transmission repair place. And he brings a little clamshell video recorder and the guy says, "No, I never said you needed a new seal." And then he goes, "Oh yeah, well I have you on video." And the guy's like, "All right, good day."
I said, "Good day, sir."
Throws him out of the place. Yeah. All right, you ready to go here, Drew? Yeah. Katie.
Yeah.
20.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, what's up? Really.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I'm 20. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
What's up?
Well, I was dating a guy for about a year, and we were having sex pretty regularly, about five times a week. Mm. And I would orgasm from oral sex most, probably like three times a week, four times a week. And we actually broke up a few months ago, about three, I guess. Not that I'm keeping track, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, after I regained my sex drive about 6 weeks ago, I started masturbating with a vibrator about four, five times
a
week.
Wait, step back a minute. What do you say about after what, your sex drive? Regaining it?
Oh, after the breakup, I was just kind of, I was sad, you know?
You were depressed. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I doubled down, by the way, with the masturbation.
No doubt.
Yeah. It's not just tears coming out of me.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I started masturbating like four or five times a week with my vibrator. I was hooking up with someone else, but I really mm-hmm. preferred my vibrator just because I climax a lot more easily from it. Mm-hmm. And
well, it's also less hassle, less ambivalence. If you're really not into the person, it's sort of weird and uncomfortable. And
you don't have to shave your legs. Like it's
yeah. Well, listen, how far out of the relationship are you now? 4 months, you say?
About 3 months, but...
3 months. It takes a good 6 months to really get over.
Well, you're not interested in the new guy you've been hooking up with, are you?
No.
It's
uncomfortable,
you'd
weird.
You'd be come into on. Him if yeah. you're into him.
Look, Katie, just start dating
around.
It's
a rebound.
Yeah, relax. Don't be in such a hurry. Just...
But see, the thing that's freaking me out is I don't know any other women that masturbate four or five times a week, and it's starting to... I don't know. It's concerning me. Like, do I need an intervention?
No. You're fine. You're fine. If you start
I'd
not
like
going to
be
school.
Part of it, if you had an intervention, it'd be great. It'd be weird talking to your
mom, your dad, your employer.
I know you don't want to hear this, but
here's how it's affecting me.
It's affecting me. I live 2,000 miles away in Los Angeles.
And my soul grieves each and every day.
Katie.
Yeah.
You calling from Pittsburgh?
I am calling from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Guy's playing the Jets this week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good game for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. All right, baby.
You're fine.
Right, thank you very much.
You're fine, Katie. Relax.
Throw that terrible towel down and get that vibrator out and get busy.
If you're not having consequence, you're spending a lot of money, engaging mm-hmm. in risky behaviors where you can hurt yourself, whatever. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Think about these. I was just talking to a bunch of guys today from Buffalo,
always
from
dangerous.
Pittsburgh, all these places. Of course, L.A. is just chock full of a-holes from other parts of the country who come here and go nuts for their team. Here's the moratorium, by the way. Once you're, let's call it 5 years outside of your old town, you got to shut up about your... I mean, I am... All I do is work with guys from either the New England area... Or the Pittsburgh area, or Chicago,
Buffalo.
Or New York, yeah. or Buffalo, and
then
I'm just wedged in between these guys.
Yeah.
Most of them haven't been home for 8 years. That's all I hear. And God forbid their team makes the. I mean, this whole
the Red Sox thing.
The whole Red Sox thing coming off the whole Patriots thing, and now going in. You know, as the Red Sox, as the Patriots are winning or setting the record for most games won consecutively, the Sox are winning the World Series, and I'm just wedged. In between hundreds of these a-holes.
Well, Bostonians are known for being quiet and
they're reserved. They keep to themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're gentry types, like mm-hmm. from another era. What? Or are they drunken and yelling at everybody constantly about their team? Here's the point. Please, people from other cities, please shut up. Please shut up.
Do they have to support Southern California teams?
No. Just shut up. Okay. Just please shut up about your team.
Right. There you go.
And I oftentimes wonder about it, like when you see people out here from different parts of the world and they're wearing the flag of their native whatever and they've painted, they've put the sticker on their car. And how obnoxious would it be, by the way? Mm. You move to Canada or you move to France or you move to England and all of a sudden you're just draped in the American flag. You've decided to paint your apartment building red, white, and blue.
Right.
Put stickers all over your car. You're insisting we have parades. It's the 4th of July in my country. We should... Really?
Yeah,
would you have huevos that big?
Would Americans ever do that?
I don't think they would, but I'll tell you what they will do. They will relocate from Pittsburgh or New England or New York, and they'll come to L.A., and it's nonstop Buffalo talk, nonstop Steelers talk, nonstop Patriots talk. Ugh. Please just stop it, everyone. And this is why we have to get a team in Los Angeles, because no one will shut up about their outside team until we can get a winning team here.
All right.
But the point is the team loses and the town's crushed. Pittsburgh loses, the town's... Buffalo loses, down. Towns... People don't show up to work.
It's a suicide.
L.A., I don't think anyone even...
knows.
No, people don't speak English here anymore. They really don't. Like, they wouldn't know anything, would they?
No.
Lakers lose, and there's a couple of guys that are, you know, upset about it, but the town in general...
No, moves along.
There's many... Half this town doesn't even know what basketball is, I don't think. Do they?
I wonder.
All right. Let's put it this way. I got my hair cut yesterday. Any of the five chicks who work at that hair place care if anyone loses or wins or anything?
No.
All right. Ashley?
Hi.
21?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been married for 3 years and been with a guy for about 5.5. And
so since you were 16. Since you were 16 and married since you were 18.
Yes, so I've had no other boyfriends but him.
Yeah, we just don't... How old is he?
Same age, 21.
Wow. Right. Oh, boy.
What's the problem?
Well, I swear, I hit 21 and I just want to go out and mingle and have fun and meet other people.
Uh-oh.
But I know, so my friends are telling me that to follow my conscience, but I don't know which way my conscience is leading me, so...
What kind of friends do you have?
They're married. They're military, so... My husband's in the military, so he's, like, never home, so I'm always alone, and it's terrible, and...
Follow your conscience means what? Do it, right?
Right.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
Right.
To me, it sounds like a sort of a subtle approval for going out and doing whatever.
Right.
Well, they're I think in their own retarded way are telling you not to do it, but they're not doing a great job of expressing it.
You got to figure something out here, Ashley. If you're going to go out and cheat, maybe you ought to really think this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have children?
I'm trying to find it. No children, no.
Okay.
That's what I'm
just
trying to
don't get pregnant. Do not assume that having a child is going to fix things, whatever you do.
All right, Drew, how big a tragedy is it to you if somebody who's been together since they were 16, they've never been with anyone else, they've been married for a relatively short period of time, but they got married super early.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, they're 21. They've been married for 3 years already, but there's no kids.
They should really think about stepping...
I mean,
they have the perfect out.
They're in the military, so they don't own anything. I mean, there's really nothing to divvy up. I mean, it's almost as easy as breaking up.
You know what it is? It's when the dealer steps away from the table. That's
I'm
what
done.
It is.
I'm out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if you, Drew, you get divorced now, you got the house, you got the property, you got the kids, you got wagon, you're getting sued, there's paperwork, and there's lawyers. I mean, this is
And there's a life, you know what I mean? There's a family and a life.
And a history. And a life, yeah.
These are young people who are sort of concluding their adolescence together.
Ashley?
Yes.
How devastated do you think your husband would be if you guys broke up?
Very.
Very.
He would probably kill me, kill this other guy, and then kill himself.
Kill what other guy?
So, the guy you're going to cheat with?
No. I don't know. Okay, so I was at the beach walking my puppy, and this guy came up to me and was just talking. So we ended up talking for like 5 hours.
Uh-oh.
But when we first, you know, met, I was like, you know, I'm married. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm not. But that didn't scare him away. So we were just talking and talking for like 5 hours. And he's so nice.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so curious.
5 hours. How many times did he call you dude in that 5 hours? 126 times?
No.
All right, oh, so you met a guy and you're attracted to the guy.
Yes.
So just having male attention gets...
There is a guy that you have in mind.
You have a guy on deck.
Yes.
Yeah. And is he, do you have his phone number?
Yes.
And does he have your phone number?
No.
And your husband is out for months at a time?
Yes.
And you live on the base?
Yes.
And you've confided in friends of his that you're thinking about other guys?
It's not his friends, just some random guy on the...
No. You've confided...
In your friends.
You've talked to your friends who know mutual him. Friends.
Yes.
Because, see, this is trouble, because one of them's going to drop your husband a line, and maybe this is what you wanted in deep recesses of your mind. Hold on a second, Ashley.
Maybe a little bit with the mental health services there at the base.
I kind of want to talk to Ashley a little bit more. Because you're 21, you don't have a kid, your husband's stationed in Hungary for 4 months, and there's some dude you meet rollerblading who's all ears for 5 hours. And what do you say to that?
You say, finish this marriage up. Don't just cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Finish the marriage.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because that'll give her... Then she'll get it out of her system and think, okay, now I'm fine.
Do you think she can find him? By the way, what kind of Nimrod talks to friends of her husband about feelings of infidelity and cheating and stuff? Do you think in a part deep recesses of her mind that wanted her them to say something?
Maybe she needs chaos, too. She may be one of those people.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Get it on. Gotta get it on. No choice but to get it on. Am I right, Drew?
You're right, yeah.
Oh, man, am I right. Hey, can't help but getting it on. Ashley's 21. Speaking of getting it on, met a dude on the beach, talked to him for 5 hours. Amazing how much wind a guy has in him before he gets laid.
Oh, that's not wind. That's just a lot of nodding.
A lot of nodding.
She's the one talking.
Yeah, but he's also...
showing interest.
He's showing interest.
Yes.
Oh, man, no.
Deep interest.
I love when guys got that sort of rap. And, you know, you women, you compare guys. It's unfair, too. Okay, see, Ashley's 21. She's with a guy. She's thinking about cheating. They've been married for 3 years. He's out. He's in the military.
And she's comparing this guy who's at work all the time for this guy who sits and listens to her for 5 hours.
Right. And what it is you're married. Your husband comes home. He's tired. He's stressed out. It's like he's not listening. He doesn't. The new guy. Oh, man, he says stuff like penny for your thoughts. He's like, believe me, that guy will stop listening as soon as you guys get into the relationship and he hits his comfort zone.
What's weird is that kind of guy that's going to be listening like that to a married woman is really going to stop listening fast.
Right. Yeah, but right now he's Mr. Bobblehead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What, you know, and I like the philosophies, too. Look, I may be old-fashioned, but I believe a woman should be worshipped. You do? Cherished. Really? I believe a woman's like a delicate flower. Really? You do? Yes. And
by the way, a straight guy, when he hears that stuff, just thinks women should be diving for cover when they hear that kind of crap from a man.
Right.
That is pure BS manipulation.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. But of course the new broom sweeps clean.
But why the more egregious the manipulation, the more they
buy into it. Yeah.
All the males go, ha, ha, run.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with that guy? Something's up with him.
Oh, and they just do that thing where it's like, he yells at me for talking to my friends. I believe a woman should have diversity in her life.
Her thoughts should be cherished. She's a plum.
You never raise your voice to a lady.
All right, let's finish up with Ashley.
I'm starting to make myself horny, Drew. Ashley?
You guys are great.
You talked to this guy for 5 hours. Lots of good answers. Lots of head nodding. Lots of philosophies about it.
Right, but the problem is that this was your first boyfriend. You got married too early. Mm-hmm. This is what happens to early relationships. They sort of wind down. And before, and don't think you're going to somehow get it out of your system. The scarier thing is you're going to be with this guy and go, okay, now I'm done. And now another couple years are going to go by, and you're going to again start feeling sort of unsatisfied, unsettled, and now there may be a kid. And no, come on.
I say a lady is like a beautiful bird. You let it fly away, and if it returns to you, then there's love.
It was yours.
Then it was meant to be.
Oh,
but if it doesn't return, if the beautiful butterfly doesn't return, then it wasn't meant to be.
Oh, boy.
And right now, you have to fly, m'lady.
By the way, the translation on that is, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. All right, so Ashley, you can't, don't cheat with this guy.
No, don't cheat. No. That's a dishonest thing to
do. You're not going to like yourself for it.
Yeah.
You're going to be that person.
But
The other thing is, though, like, I turned 21, so I want to start. I've been going to clubs and going out drinking with my friends.
Oh, well, that's better.
My husband doesn't like that.
Yeah. Now, you say your, like, you say your, hold on, you say your husband, who's in the military, will kill you, kill your boyfriend, kill everyone if he finds out?
Do you mean that?
Yeah.
You mean that?
Is he abusive?
No, not at all.
Why do you think he would, you know,
kill everybody?
Because he'd be definitely devastated. He'd be hurt.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily turn people into murderers.
That's what he told me. So I'm not
sure. Well, he told you he would kill, or he told you he would be hurt?
He would kill.
All right, well, that's why you got to get therapists. Go to the mental health services there, report all this, and see if you can get some help with this and get some safety around what's happening here.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are counselors there. Check it out, okay? This must happen all the time, too, with guys away for long periods of time.
I like to get up about 6 a.m.
By the way, he deserves a break. If he really wants to stay in this relationship, maybe they have a chance to work
it out. I go for a jog on the beach before I head over to the children's center. That's where I volunteer my time teaching retarded kids to surf. My feeling is that I let a retarded kid surf for free. If he comes back, it was meant to be. But if he keeps going,
then
you got to call lifeguards. They get a medevac unit in there because he will drown. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, you ready to move forward with the show, Drew?
Ready to rock, Adam. Let's go.
We got Owen here calling from Salem, Oregon. Owen?
Hello?
21. What's up, buddy?
Well, I just finished reading Dr. Drew's book, Cracked. And first, I just want to say I really enjoyed it, and I think it's one of the better books on addiction out there.
Well, thanks, Owen. And someday my friends will read it, too.
Your friends haven't read it?
Yeah, isn't that shocking?
They've not read?
Well, one in particular. I mean, he's promised me many times.
I'm a fan, Drew. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a reader.
Yeah, I know. But your wife is.
She should read it to me.
She should. Let's blame her. It feels better.
All right. She should have read it to me by now.
Yeah, she should have. I'm going to call her.
All right, Owen. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned in the book, Drew, you have a line that says, I believe that addiction is a function of evolutionary pressure on populations.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you'd say a little bit more about that. I'm writing a paper about sort of
I don't know of any objective scientific evidence to bear this out. However, if you... What's something funny? My voice?
No, I was laughing at Chris, who I told to get the music for Chief Thunderbear, and he looked for it on the computer for a while, and then Drew pointed out that...
It's a CD.
Let me just say this, Chris.
Well, it's not my CD. I'm sorry.
I know it's not your CD, but this is your job. You got to have it. You put it somewhere, do something, you know what you do? Make a copy.
Make a copy, okay.
Yeah, and put your name on it, and then put it in a place where you know where it is.
Definitely.
There's nothing around here that doesn't take people by surprise.
Maybe radio, you know, because you pointed out, the show by pointing out how the radio makes me behave differently, too. Maybe radio has some sort of vapor that sucks people's...
I would assume then that everyone was a genius outside of these walls.
Yes. Yeah, because I mean, it's possible.
Maybe it's radon gas that gets pumped into the studio.
Some sort of vapor.
People,
we lose our motivation.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what it is. But anyway, I told him to find the chief thing, and he looked on the computer for a while, and then Drew said it was a CD.
Looking
for the CD.
Yeah,
I was only laughing because he turned and looked at me and gave me that look in 70s movies when the doctor would lift his head up and pull his mask down. He's not going to make it.
Yeah.
That was that luck, where we will not be having that CD. All right.
You know, I have a feeling it's actually Michelle's. She brought it in, her own.
You think she took it?
I think it's her own thing. I do.
I think she left it, because I think we have played it when she wasn't here. All right, let's keep going.
Okay, so Owen, this is simply an observation. If you look at populations where there is the most intense biological predisposition for this disease, if you look at the globe... And see where addiction has a very high prevalence.
Where is that? Russia?
And a very high intensity. Well, you find Scotland, Ireland, Central Europe, and North American Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And if you...
How dare you, Drew? You're judging.
No, I'm what do they call it? I'm profiling.
You're profiling.
I'm profiling.
You're saying that every single person of Scottish descent has a problem with alcohol?
No, I'm not saying
they don't all have a problem.
No.
Well, then you're profiling.
So what I'm
you're
saying...
You're using race to profile,
is
Drew.
That these are...
No, I'm not going to listen
don't
anymore.
Don't listen. Please don't listen.
You're saying that we're not individuals, okay? You're judging.
I'm saying we're biological
but
beings.
But Adam, in the book, he also says that such people tend to be smarter, more sensitive, and richer. So he's saying good things, too.
But you can't say good things. Like, you can't say black guys have big penises or have a good vertical leap. That's profiling and judging and racism. Anytime you draw a distinction between anything that lives, that's profiling, that's judging.
So when you say a gerbil is different than a rabbit, how dare you? So let's use a little judgment here again. So particularly isolated populations like Ireland and Scotland, what is it about those populations that they all have in common? Well, if you kind of examine that, they've had genocidal military assaults over multiple generations, repeated generational assaults. And what I see is that populations that are severely distressed like that, or severely stressed, what tends to emerge is the survivors tend to carry with them this gene for alcoholism. And so alcoholism is really a survivor gene. What is natural selection but the survival of the fittest? Now, no one says just because the fittest survive and are more capable of surviving in adversity that they don't bring with them some other problems. Now, if we didn't distill spirits and screwed around with hydroponics and create benzodiazepines and Vicodin, these people would just be better survivors.
What about Ludes?
And Ludes.
That's my Dr. people Drew, are into.
I have one quick follow-up question. Yeah. Do you think it's more of a genetic thing? Like, is it just the genes that get passed down, or is there something sort of sociological in these populations?
It's not sociological. There are always environmental elements. It's about 60% of it is accounted for on genetics alone and about 40% on environment. I would suggest you look up the work of a fellow by the name of Mark Shuckett at UC San Diego.
Can you spell it?
I think it's S-C-H-U-K-I-T.
Mm-hmm. True. It's important not to profile.
It's important.
It's very important because here's the problem.
We cannot judge.
Well, profiling, you start profiling, then you start judging. And, you know, if my kid ever got abducted and they send over one of those FBI profiles, I would tell him, get back in your beige LTD and haul your ass back to Quantico, Virginia. I will have no profiling done in this house. No, it's very dangerous. You certainly don't want...
It's a slippery slope.
Yes. I mean, sure.
If we start seeing patterns in human populations,
we'll
start genocide.
Yeah.
Or we'll start...
Here's the point. Here's what I really love about the retarded profiling point, which is, just because of 85% of kids that are abducted by somebody they know that lives within a 3-block radius and is usually like a white male between the age of,
Stop
30
it.
And 45.
You're spewing the devil's words.
I know, but it's like, so are you saying that every white male within a 3-mile radius is guilty? No. Well, then you can't do it. Like, that's really the logic. Yeah, you're right. Listen, everybody, profiling, good thing. That's why they have profilers. That's what they use. This is how they just figure out who's got your kid.
That's how probability works, how science works. That's how it works.
Yeah. Here's what you do. Every time a kid gets abducted, you do a little sheet, and you go, what color was the dude? Oh, it was a guy. So it was a male, and he was how old, and he was what color, and he lived and he had a prior relationship. All right, next time it happens, we'll go out and look for that guy. That's how it works. Well, that's why they keep records,
After those checks are made 14 times in a row.
These patterns start to emerge. There you go.
Yeah.
Can't do it, though. All right. Oh, ACLU suing Logan Airport, by the way, for profiling.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're doing the Lord's work over there. They really are. Okay. You ready to rock?
Just we need to bring this aircraft. By the way, have the airports gotten worse?
I guess. I don't know. It's all disaster, and it's all nobody wants to. These other countries must be laughing their asses off at this country, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, how'd you do over there with the Chief Thunderbear music?
I'm going to call her tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Coffee. Or do you want me to call her right now?
No. You sure it's not in that pile?
I looked all over.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, buddy. Let's talk to Monica. It's 21.
Hey, Adam, I just want to tell you that I had the biggest crush on you since you were on 88.5. Drew, you are right about the girls wanting the guys the other girls all want.
Yeah,
I just wanted to tell you that.
I was reading a book written by a woman tonight where she was talking about how women have a tendency to want to have something while their peers have nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's sort of the basic impulse is, I'm going to have it and you have nothing.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the cruel women, very cruel, and that's why you got to set them free and then slam the goddamn window. Draw the drapes and go in and start beating off to some softcore Cinemax porn.
Nice.
That's what they say, Drew.
That's what they say.
If you love
That's
someone, you got to toss them.
And beat off
to
Cinemax.
You got to pull the door and then you beat off to Savage Island. 1980s trilogy on Cinemax. All right, go ahead, Monica.
All right, so I knew I could get you started talking about, start talking to me about this because of how you feel about right-wing people. So I was brought up in an extremely religious background, and I pretty much have been traumatized and about her proper relationship with guys. So.
Mm-hmm. What, you're religious? Your family's religious?
Very religious. Christian, so...
Catholic?
I guess I can't really even look at guys in the eye before I... to, like, have, like, a serious kind of relationship to, like, let people in, right?
What is it you're afraid going to happen?
Because hey, well, I have to... save myself for marriage. I don't think that a lot of I don't think I can really have like a proper social life.
Are you afraid that you're gonna, if you even open the door to a relationship, you'll sort of slip into a sexual relationship and be unable to sort of prevent that from happening?
Right.
Well, that's not necessarily true, right, Monica?
I don't know, because I don't want to sound conceited or anything, but I'm pretty attractive and I'm young and I think I would like to think I have a lot going for me. And
well, but maybe there's a good, maybe you'll find a guy that's willing to wait for that.
Are you a virgin?
No, I'm not.
Well, now I'm very confused.
I've in high school, I mean, I messed around, but now I want to actually, you know, be serious and.
Wait, Monica, we are very, very confused. And this, I guess, is what certain kinds of...
Did you have a boyfriend, and did you have sex with him?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you have a boyfriend in high school?
Uh-huh.
Yes, all right.
I've had a boyfriend in high school. Yeah, I've had a boyfriend in high school. And, yeah, we used to sleep together. But now I want to kind of... save myself for marriage now.
Yeah, but you can't save yourself.
I'd like to go back and I'd like to quarterback my Pop Warner football team too, Drew. I feel like I could quarterback the East Valley Trojans Gremlin team.
I don't know about that, but
when I was playing at the time, I was only 8 or 9, and they had me playing defensive tackle, and I feel like I play quarterback now.
Okay, well, you could save yourself for that.
I go back and do that.
That's nice.
All right, I got to get going.
Let's go.
I got to run through some tires. Yeah, all right. She wants to save herself for marriage all over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monica.
Well, look, Monica.
That's a retarded logic.
Drew, please, would you hawk up something? Look, I understand you don't want to run up. Maybe you don't want to run your numbers up.
Well, yeah, you don't want to have a sleep with a guy. That's fine. But to say save yourself, it's too late. You made a decision, and you didn't save yourself. And that's fine. And if you don't want to have a particularly sexual relationship, that's fine, too. You will find a guy that's interested in that. But why is it? You said you were abused, right?
No, I didn't say that.
You said the religious orientation abused you or traumatized you. You said traumatized you.
Yeah, I think
What was the trauma? Describe to me what the nature of the trauma was.
Very, very strict. Everything was, you know, everything was from the devil. I couldn't really do anything.
So you're going to go to the you're going to live in hell if you have sex again, right?
Or the first time. Like, Monica, let's forget about all this nonsense.
But maybe she should talk to a clergy who can sort of straighten her out a little bit, because this is sort of, you're all over the place with your thinking. And because of this
thinking.
Crazy... Well,
you call that thinking?
Because of the thinking, though, she is unable to have a relationship with a peer, which is sad.
Yeah.
And so it's time to go out there and actually have... I'm sure a clergy that is worthwhile would spend time talking to you, but sort of reconciling all of
your... Get on with your life. Are you living at home, Monica?
Yeah.
All right, get out of the house. Where are you going? Junior college?
Yeah.
Shocking. Mm-hmm. How about you get out of junior college, you get out of your crappy house, you get a decent job, you get a roommate, and you get going with your life? You're 21. When are you going to... What's going on with junior college?
She's waiting to be...
Engineer Chris, hold your ears for a second.
She's waiting to be plucked, you see.
Yeah, just go get a job.
Take care of yourself.
Get a roommate, get out of the house, and start becoming an adult. You're 21. Listen, I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. I really do, you know, we live in a society where if parents smoke around their kids, we want to call that child abuse. Yeah. But if they fill their head with fairy tales about the devil and the God and Jesus Christ and the personal relationship, or they're Jehovah's Witnesses, or they're Quakers or Shakers or Amish, they don't let their kids use stuff that plugs in, or they're Hasidic Jews, you know, the kids can't turn on power equipment at on a Saturday. That's not abuse. Wait, do you think those kids would naturally drift into your retarded religion if you just left them alone? Stupid kid's got the payoffs growing off the side of his head, and he's wearing a bowler and dressed like Harrison Ford in The Accused. What was that movie?
Can't remember.
Witness. But look, that's abuse. What listen, they do to these people is abuse, Drew.
But on Monica's behalf, she has a religious belief. And because she's afraid and feels guilty, she is concocting all kinds of ways of trying to reconcile these things.
Yes.
She needs to sit down with somebody who helps her reconcile.
Yes.
Is consistent with her own beliefs. They're not going away, Adam. They're not going to go away.
It'd be nice if they just
went
away.
They're not going away. So she needs to sit down and talk about what the fact that she had sex, what does that mean? Does she need to make amends for that? How does she plan going forward and not hide that? There's certainly any clergy is not going to hide herself.
But look. You're not going to get anything out of the idiots at the junior college. Mm-hmm. Get out of that junior college. You're 21. You're wasting your time. You're wasting my tax dollar. You're wasting everyone's time. Just get out of the junior college. Get a job. Get a roommate. Get out of the house.
Well, that certainly she needs just for her own well-being. Competency. She needs some competency.
And listen to me, all you screwed up kids out there with your idiot parents. Get out of the house. Get out. And don't give me that, oh, you can't. I got out of the apartment. I moved to a one-bedroom with the Wheeze. But you remember the place? It was on Laurel Canyon, North High. It was like $425 a month. All we had to do was come up with about $220, $215
to
each,
get in?
And we were out of there.
Oh, to get out?
Yeah, I mean to get into
to
the
get
apartment.
In. Yeah,
yeah. You can get a one bedroom for $400 or $500. I mean, you got to get a roommate. Now you get like a futon. You put it down there. Me and the Wheeze doubled up on the futon.
I know. I was just reading a book review today about how Abraham Lincoln must have been gay because he slept next to a man. Well,
and the Wheeze.
You and Wheeze.
Well, I think it was the oral that made us gay. But the point is,
even that.
I slept next to my buddy on the same futon for a year and a half just to get out of my crappy house. Just get out. And believe me, I didn't have a job. I made $8 an hour. I didn't have any insurance. I didn't have anything. He didn't have anything either. We both had crappy. Just get a crappy job. Get out of the house. Start fending for yourself. Mm-hmm. Start making things work for yourself.
Start cleaning carpets.
And I don't mean oral sex on women. I mean actually
think
getting
about
a steam unit out.
Monica was a beautiful woman. Think about how many more opportunities she would have than a guy like you at 20. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a good-looking chick, you just get a job hostessing at an upscale restaurant or bar backing or something. You get a lot of tips, and you get some rich boyfriend. Just everyone, quit the junior college. Get out. I would like to go on a junior college speaking engagement where I just start yelling at everyone. Get out of the house. Get. All right. Everyone, here's what it is. Adam Carolla will be speaking in the auditorium today at 1. Everyone gathers in. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Get out.
Get out of here. Move.
I look at my watch. What time? What day is it? It's Tuesday. What time is it? 1:00. Get out. Go to work, you idiots. Get out of here. Shoo, go. And I was like, you know, junior college people are so stupid. All you got to do is make a loud noise. They're like seals, you know. I just start making noise. They all start scattering. So they run out and they just go get a job. And that's it. Then I start turning into the junior colleges and, as you know, the penal systems. Work camps.
What?
Work them out.
That'd be good.
Yeah, start making cheap knockoff belts and Gucci purses and stuff like that.
No license plates?
No, because I got to cash in.
Oh, that's right.
I don't see anything off the plates. All right. And that'd be great. Speaking, I would tour the entire country speaking to junior college kids, just screaming. And, I would use an Asian interpreter. I get a Japanese, Chinese.
Those people, you don't want them to leave.
That's why I use interpreter.
Well, he would be
saying, don't leave in the native tongue.
He wouldn't be an interpreter. He would just use
the white people wouldn't
speech.
Hear. They wouldn't understand.
Yeah, just different speech.
Yeah, so before...
Finish up quick.
Before I went up and in there would be like, first Chow Young Fat has something to say. And he'd just be like, ning, yang, yang, wang, yang. And everyone would just be nodding their head. And he'd be saying something like, do not mind the man with the Brillo head. Do not list, stay
finish,
in your seats.
Study hard.
Then I just come in and start screaming, get out, you losers, get out. And they all leaves all the Asians.
To finish up.
Finish up.
Go to college.
Transfer, get the nursing certificate, whatever it is, and then we all have a great society. All right? Thank you.
If we get the morning after pill and those
things. Thank
you. And the ACLU out of there.
Chris, listen, what's going on, buddy?
I'm sorry, did you say something?
28? 20. You're in junior college, right?
Yes.
When are you wrapping up, buddy?
I don't know.
It's coming, though, right?
Yeah.
About well, now, wait years? A minute. You should have started. You should have finished up that math class from last semester.
I did.
What are you studying this semester?
Biology.
Why don't you tell us?
Okay. Well,
Drew could help
you.
Hasn't started yet.
I took a biology class in junior college, but as soon as we went into the lab, I was like, oh, you're done. Shine this
That's
noise.
True. Well, why haven't you started yet? It's January.
Hasn't started yet.
Okay. What'd you take? You last semester you took the math.
Yes.
Now you take one biology class?
Yeah, it's with the lab, though.
With the lab. Oh, what time does that start? 4 p.m?
Something like that.
The lab, yeah.
All right. No, I mean the class.
The class.
And then when
if you have any questions, biology was my major in college.
Drew will help you. And then when you graduate, now you finish the biology class.
One, yeah.
Then what?
Then I get my AA.
Oh, you will graduate.
Yeah.
After the biology class?
Yes.
That's all you need to graduate?
That's all I need to graduate.
Oh, we got
to
make sure he gets this. We got to make sure he even passes this.
All right, but I'm still going to do some math because you'll be 29 with your AA, so that's 11 years for a two-year degree.
I'll be 28.
28. You'll have it at 28.
Well, yeah, I just turned 28.
Okay, so 28. That's different. So 10 years for a two-year degree, so it's 20 years for a four-year degree.
Yeah.
I'm doing the math.
Yeah.
So 20 years, you'll be 48. You'll have your four-year.
Give or take, yeah.
And you'll be able to start in the mailroom. All right, buddy. I'm going to get you. You know what you got to get into? Welding. That's where the money is.
All right.
I'm going to get you a trade. Then where are you transferred? Do you transfer to a four-year school?
Yes.
And then what?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, buddy. I could fast track you if you wanted. I could get you a trade. I could start learning your trade.
We're gonna take a break, and then we're going to have a visit from Chief Thunderbear.
No, we're not, because we don't have the music, and he won't come in here.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Without the music?
He will not. Talk to him. He's playing Tetris. He's very upset. Says he needs the music. Can't do it.
Since when?
How about a
conclusion to Submarine Ripoff, whatever our story was called?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't worked that one out. All right, buddy.
All right.
So there'll really be nothing when we come back.
Yeah.
All right, after this. Yeah! Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Well,
what do you think about Thunderbear? What'd he say?
I talked to him out in the hall.
Yeah.
He wasn't excited about it, but some kids came down to watch the show.
See what I'm saying?
And the kids really wanted to see Chief Thunderbear. And he's not a fan of children, but I told them they're refugees from the tsunami. And
they're Australian tourists.
Yeah.
They don't look Asian.
No, they don't look Asian, but, you know, Thunderbear, he only knows, he knows Sunni, he knows a few other Mohawk, he knows a few other American Indian tribes, and that's about it. I don't think he knows the difference between Filipino or Vietnamese or any of this kind of stuff. I told him, and I don't want to tell him any differently, that these kids that are here tonight were refugees from the tsunami, and he wanted his, he doesn't go anywhere without his tribal tom-tom music, but he said he'd come in here because it was for
them. That's nice. Okay, good.
Yeah. So you want me to get him?
Yeah, would you? Well, should we hear about Julia really quick first so we can sort of set this up?
What's the best, most effective method of abortion?
You could probably help out with that.
Maybe. All right. Well, why don't you talk to her?
All right.
I'll get him.
All right.
Now, look, he knows, he speaks Choctaw.
He's been coming up with a remarkable amount of English recently.
He has, because I think he's from watching a lot of American TV.
Yeah.
And he's been staying here stateside.
I find it very unsettling when he speaks English.
He's a gynecologist. He's American Indian. He's very spiritual. Let me go get him.
All right. Julia? Yeah.
Dr. Drew?
Hi. Chief Thunderbear, the North American Choctaw-speaking only, hopefully.
All right.
Gynecologist will be in here in a second.
Thunderbear!
Oh, here he comes.
Thunderbear!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. What's your question?
I was going to schedule an abortion, but I am kind of nervous about surgery. Plus, I knew someone who had I think it's RU486. Is that the name of the pill that causes a miscarriage?
Hold on. I'm going to interrupt you one second here. Oh, my goodness. Chief Thunderbear, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, hey.
I appreciate that.
Hey, oh, nay. I
know. I'm sorry, Chief. He's very upset, Chris, that you didn't. He can tell that the music wasn't here for him. What do you call that, a tom-tom?
Yeah,
so he can say his prayers, so he can feel like a...
100 years of junior college.
So he can feel that he's in his home territory.
In the quad.
Well, that's sacred territory, Chief.
Married at the snack shack.
That's sacred territory for the junior college students, Chief. I'm sorry. Thank you for the blessing.
Yeah, hey, one hickey, with the rain dance.
I know. Yes, it's been wild weather, and do you have an unrain dance? Can you perhaps do for us?
We'll
get back to the girl with the abortion. Okay,
yeah.
Yes, okay. So yes, Julia's calling, and Chris, please get us some coffee. He's mad enough about not having the tom tom.
Warm up. Yeah, checky, I wanna.
Come on, let's go. He's learned the word warm up. It's pretty good. Chris, don't laugh at him.
He's quite serious.
I know. Junior college.
No.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Not a chair. It's a big problem in our country. Yes, I know. Sorry, but you could straighten them out. You could show them some crafts too. There could be a Chief Thunder Bear line of technical schools even.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yes, learn to hunt buffalo.
Yes, okay.
Make
so Julia is looking for the. She has a friend who had an abortion, chemical abortion with RU-46 or something like that.
Drink poison stream water, and papoose come shooting out. Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. And what's your question, Julia?
I was just wondering what do like most people do? I mean, obviously you're not a woman, but like is the surgical
hang on
way
the chief is offended. Hold on a second. Hang on, Julia. Hold on, the chief. Oh, the chief is looking to the gods in the skies. He's looking for strength. Yeah, he's looking for inner strength.
Hermaphrodite.
So he doesn't yell at Julia because he too has experienced
pre-op transsexual.
Well, he apparently has been in touch with the soul of both men and women, and in his spiritual journeys.
Threesome reach around.
So I beg your pardon. So Julia, what again is the question?
I'm kind of concerned about the pain factor, and like I'm really squeamish about surgery. I don't know if that would be the best route for me.
Like the vacuum.
Do you know what most people?
I don't know what the data is, how it breaks down right now, but you're in the first trimester there. Mm. Chief, would you agree?
I'm like 5 weeks.
I think. Go ahead, Chief. I'll translate.
Translate.
Okay, you're early in your pregnancy, and there are a couple of options. One of the things, you can have a vacuum abortion. Chemical abortion. That, Chris, was his coffee order. You got that? You got it? Chris can't go to Starbucks tonight. It's raining too hard, okay?
Sorry, Chief.
But, Julia, those are the basic options. And continue. The chemical... chemical options is not so bad. Actually, there's some bleeding and cramping for a few days afterwards, but that's about it.
Mm.
And the vacuum, you're done... immediately after the procedure, but it is sort of a surgical procedure, but very, very safe.
Yeah, chicky on a wet drive dustbuster.
The chief was wondering, what about adoption? What about actually having the pregnancy?
Yeah.
My boyfriend wouldn't want to give it up, and I don't want to really have a baby.
But you wouldn't.
Thunder bear raised by wolves.
Why are you grabbing your breast when you say that, Chief?
Given up as young papoose.
And you breastfed at the teat of a wolf.
Suckled the teeth
of wolves.
That's what gave spirit.
I bet.
Fighting power.
I see that.
More coffee, please.
Oh my God. Your English is getting very, very clear.
That's why good at Tetris.
Tiger.
Yes, Julia.
Rear of buffalo.
Even though I'm terminating, I've been getting pretty strong cramps anyways.
Yeah.
Is that like a bad sign for pregnancy?
Well, Chief, you'll agree with me. It could mean an ectopic pregnancy. Mm. So if you get bleeding and the cramping gets severe, you need to go to hospital right away.
Mm-hmm.
But what does ectopic mean?
Consult your own medicine, man.
Tubal pregnancy.
Oh.
In the tube. And so it's something to be very cautious about. That can be quite devastating if it gets gets really going. And it's time to go quick. You know, as soon as possible, go to a place, you know, that has proper counseling for this sort of thing.
Yeah, I was waiting to see if I can get a medical coupon from DSHS.
Oh, boy. Well, let's do it quick. You don't want to get through that, past that first trimester.
Off government.
Okay. Thanks for your help, you guys.
All right, Jay. Good luck.
I too, yes.
I know. I have mixed feelings about helping somebody with an abortion.
I know.
Abortion's not a good thing.
Next president.
No, probably not.
Or a junior college with Chris.
More of a problem. But nonetheless, I think adoption is something that should be encouraged. I agree with you. Thank you. Well, thank you for the blessing, and thank you for the help with Julia. And yes, go ahead. Return to Tetris. Yes. And Chris, next time, have the music. Have the coffee. Chief, please. I've never heard him curse anybody before, but he's.
Should turn grow head and ground like onion.
He is putting a curse on you, Chris. I'm sort of chilled and goosebumps. It's a scary thing.
May you slip in buffalo flop.
Until this minute, I didn't know that the chief was Yiddish.
May you have wet dream and teepee tonight.
Chris, don't look away. Look right at me. Makes it worse.
May tomahawk get rash on it.
Chief. He just didn't bring you coffee. Relax. I know the music. It's tough. Just think of the music when you're out playing Tetris. How's your wife? Well, which one? All of them?
Wow. Squaw, pain in ass.
Oh, your teepee flooded.
Teepee flood.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Teepee flood. Squaw, no listen. Pain in ass.
Well, you know, interesting.
Been aborted.
You said that Adam had a problem like that with his wife, too, where she wouldn't check the drain and his pool room flooded. I know, just like you. Okay. Well, thanks. Tetris. It'll calm you down. Enjoy, Chief.
She sit in teepee, watch TiVo.
And well,
Thunder Bear labor like Mexican in rain.
He is in quite a way tonight. More cursing.
Kick one Tetris.
Okay, enjoy. Thank you, Chief. Chris, what are we going to do? You need one of those like dream catchers or something to sort of fend off evil spirits because, boy, bad way tonight. There he goes. Oh, he's going to go Chris Carolla now, too. That was harsh. Okay, well, let's take some more calls here anyway. He was in quite a way tonight.
How'd that go?
Chris, how would you say that went?
Not so well for me.
Yeah, he was cursed, and he cursed his wife. He was really kind of,
oh, really?
Yeah.
He didn't seem like he was in a good mood. Yeah, he's a lot of women.
He's a passionate man.
Yeah. They had a Super Tramp. They're playing a superset of Super Tramp over there in Arrow.
Oh,
so
good.
I didn't catch much of it.
You probably should.
Yes, listen to that.
Yeah, good.
All right, you ready to keep going?
Here we go.
Vanessa?
Yes, sir. Yes.
19?
Yes.
What's up?
My son is 2 years old, and he has, since this morning, it looked like he had an infection on his penis, and he's not circumcised, and... Mm. Like, it started with, like, a little ball on the top of his penis underneath his foreskin. It looked like the size of a marble. And I took him a bath, and it was gone. Thing is that it looked still affected. So, like, I called the doctor, and it was a doctor on call because it's Sunday, and he said just to put antibiotics on it. Thing is that today, right now, it's, like, it went all the way down, and his whole penis is huge. It's swollen.
Okay, you should go to the hospital.
Swollen. Why would it be swollen?
It's a cellulitis infection.
I asked the doctor why would that happen because he was with the babysitter all day yesterday, and he said it was probably because it's normal for boys to have it, he said, because they like to scratch themselves, and he probably had gotten a little scratch, and he's probably gotten infected.
Yes, to get the little thing on the tip, but to have the whole penis swell up and get infected, that's a concern.
Do you not trust the babysitter?
Well, I don't trust nobody with my kid, actually. Well, because I have two boys, and the other one has a diaper rash when I went to pick up both of them, and now my son don't have a diaper rash when he's with me. He don't get it, but when he's with her, he gets it. So I don't know if it's the babysitter's fault, or I was thinking, you know what, I remember when I had them.
Hold on, what do you think the babysitter does? Craps into the kid's diaper while the diaper's wearing it? While the kid's wearing the diaper, right. Just like he actually pulls the Huggies and then just drops the dump and then rubs it around and sends the kid back out to the yard?
No, it just doesn't change the diaper real fast.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's try to figure out...
What happened to Vanessa? Yeah.
Vanessa, what? Yes. Anything happened to you? Ever abused in any way?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. My mom's married four times. I don't know because I kind
of
like
those guys.
Anybody do anything bad to you growing up?
Well, I don't remember. I block everything. Well,
we just find it awkward or interesting that you would say that no one else should be trusted with your kid, and you have a deep understanding that bad things can happen, and yet you turn your kids over to people who are not taking care of your kids adequately.
Well, it's not a rich woman.
I mean, I'm a single mom, and I have to work, and this lady was my coworker's mom. And she ended up with my kids one day because I ended up in the hospital and I have no family around me. And she was the only one that.
All right. Let's not get into that for a second.
Wow.
I'm just curious about your past. And by the way, can you stop crapping out the kids, please?
19, too.
You're 19. You got two kids. You got to screw up. Two boys, by the way. So, they can be criminals.
They can be criminals.
They're going to be criminals, of course.
Why?
At least start cranking out some girls so we can get a nice fresh batch of strippers. The boys end up being criminals.
Wow.
How dare you? Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's horrible. But here's the thing, Mom. First off, no more kids. Please, no more kids.
Well, I have an IUD right now.
There you go.
Good. Secondly, what do you mean you don't know if you were ever abused?
Well, I mean... Man, well, because tell you the truth, my brother, I know for a fact that he was abused.
Mm-hmm. He was, right. What's your brother doing now?
Well, he's at Job Corps. He's at Job Corps right now.
Right. I mean, Job Corps is prison with a shovel.
And a purpose.
That's what Job Corps is.
And a mission.
It's a camping trip for criminals. That's where you get in a bunch of trouble, and instead of go to jail, your last chance is you get to go to
Job Corps. The only person that's gotten in trouble between me and my brother is me. I mean, my brother is basically the angel between us both.
Well, if the angel of the family's at Job Corps, that's a tough family.
Well, because he can't support himself. I mean, he's...
What happened to you?
Mommy to help him. Me.
What did you do? Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
You said you got in trouble. What did you do?
Well, since I was 15, my mom kicked me out of the house, and...
Yeah, because you were all over the place.
No, I was actually a good person, but my family screwed up.
A student, never did any drugs. Your mom just booted you at 15.
Well, actually, I started smoking weed because my family would always put me down, and so I would do that so I could get away from all that mental.
Listen, Vanessa, I'm only coming down on you because you got two kids. You were victimized,
clearly,
and grew up in a bad family. And my only wish for society is that people like yourselves who were victimized can, get a little education, get a career, get a relationship, do this. And when all the and a little therapy, by the way, for the abuse that you've been through.
Yeah, you shouldn't be in jobs where
you should not be parenting children.
Shouldn't be teaching.
Shouldn't. But by the way, you shouldn't be flying commercial aircraft either. You know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of things you shouldn't do when you're 19 and you have a ninth grade worth of education
and an
abuse history. There's a whole litany of things you shouldn't do. For some reason, if you put parent on there, that you become a horrible person. Oh, well, Hitler. I see. No, I don't want you doing that, just like I don't want you running a piece of complicated equipment. Where you could
that you don't know how to run,
where you could actually... And by the way, we won't let you do any of those other things, except for the kids part. That, you get to do as much as you like. So, Vanessa, no more kids. Take the one to the hospital. just because you were abused doesn't mean people are looking to abuse your kids. On the other hand,
you're the kind of person who will find an abuser to
watch
get
out
to.
For the yeah. guy you're attracted to and right. bring home.
But I'm very concerned about the swelling of the soft tissue around the penis, because that can be a serious thing sometimes.
Well, because the doctor didn't seem so concerned when I told him. And
why don't you call him again? Again, you keep harkening back to the little ball in the tip.
I took him. I'm scared to go to the hospital, because last week I took him twice. And another thing about that is I had CPS Uh-oh. On me because... he had a stomach virus and he wasn't eating right, so I took him to the hospital and they gave me some respiratories. Is that what it's called? You stick them annually?
Suppository.
So suppositories. The thing is that they put one in him at the hospital and they gave me some. I got home, I tried it like 6 hours later. He wouldn't let me. Now I didn't force him. I'm not going to force. I mean, I know I'm supposed to, because he already gave me a big old lecture. I'm supposed to. I'm just not used to it, and I don't feel right forcing my son to stick something up his butt. That's how I feel. I mean, and I talked to other ladies.
Well, given that he will stop his vomiting, allow him to take fluids and save his life.
I understand. That's what the CPS guy told me. But, I mean,
here's your choice. He can have a little bit of discomfort with the suppository or die. Listen, these are the choices.
Okay, Mom. This is Mom, everybody.
Yeah.
And
CPS twice, hospital twice. All right. Oh my goodness.
Now, everybody, just close your eyes and picture where the young boys are doing about 15 years from now, 16 years from now. All right? College bound, tax paying. Future fathers of the year.
But after all that chaos, how could they ever contain? It's hard to know.
All right.
Well, listen, Vanessa.
I'm just saying, Vanessa, don't we see this?
Ask for help, Vanessa. Ask CPS. Ask the hospital. Maybe some visiting nurses can come by. You need some help. You need some structure. Yes. You really do need help.
You're doing the best you can, but you're 19. You got a ninth grade education.
Please,
and you're trying to raise two boys.
You're doing 50 times the job that Adam would do if he'd had two children at 19.
I would complain about me if I had the kids.
You would be better off with, goldfish.
Yes.
You could barely handle goldfish at 19.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I did, however, give a goldfish a suppository.
Oh, that's a skill.
Yeah.
I like to see that, by the way.
I ironically fed him one of those goldfish crackers right up his rectum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was sort of life imitating art. It was interesting.
I bet.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Chris, what's happening, brother?
What's up?
We'll take a quick break.
Hey, watch out for Thunderbear when you go back down the hall.
Yeah, don't. If you're going down the hall, don't head toward the Jock Lounge.
Right.
Head toward the arrow, where the vending machines are. Yep. All right. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, buddy. Loveline. I'm the one known as Ace. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. Let's help the kids.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel Girls, a boyfriend moved out of state. I want to talk to Nicole, though.
Okay.
Nicole, you're 25. What's up, baby doll?
Okay. I just moved to L.A. from New York because I ended, a two-year roller coaster relationship and thought that 3,000 miles would be a lot of distance and it would be good for me, and it has been, but I still find the need to, talk to the person that I left. I still have, it's almost like this addiction. I need to talk to him. I need his approval. I'm like...
How long were you two together?
We were friends first, and then we were together for about a year and a half or so.
And then you broke up, and when has it been? A few months?
Yeah, we ended everything, I guess, the beginning of October, and he...
Tell us more about the roller coaster. What happened?
It was weird. It was I don't know, it wasn't a typical everyday, relationship. We didn't have, a boyfriend-girlfriend status.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, we were a couple.
Yeah.
So it was just really weird. It started out, being, a friends with benefits.
We didn't have boyfriend-girlfriend status, but we were a couple. This is him getting laid.
Yeah, this is what I call the Carrie Bradshaw syndrome.
Yeah, there were a lot of emotions involved.
On your part, Nicole. I understand that,
the weird thing is, too, is that, people say, on your part, but it was also, on his part, too, because he would say things to me. I'd tell him, you make me feel safe, and he'd be like, I'm glad I make you feel safe. I want to...
you know, I want to be there for you and this and that.
Nicole? And Nicole, yeah. And you believe that crap?
Well, because I knew him as a person, and I believed it. And, yes, I'm stupid for believing it, and I know that now.
So he was not having emotions. You were having emotions.
Well,
he was manipulating.
Whatever.
But the fact is, it's done. You need to be in a...
And you have to understand, like, there was, like, an abortion in there and everything, too.
Fabulous.
So there's a lot
so
of... Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Sure.
You need to
and
be
that
in a...
And that was all him, because he was like, I'm not ready. We can't do this. Da-da-da-da. And, like,
yeah.
I pretty much went against everything I believed in and wanted.
Listen to me, Nicole. Here's the thing. Don't try to talk yourself into it or out of it or around it. It just was. Mm-hmm. You had a relationship like millions and millions of other people do. It didn't work out. It's 3,000 miles away from you now. There's a healing period that takes place. Yes, you obsess on the person. Yes, you think about the person. It's brutal. There's nobody that hasn't gone through it. As a matter of fact, the only people that haven't gone through it you don't want to hang out with.
Here's the problem I see, though. She's 25. The time to go through that kind of relationship is 17, where the longing is more important than the relationship.
Yeah.
And so the fact that at 25, you're still...
I went through it at 25.
But can't get over a relationship in which you're just longing for somebody and yet can't land a real relationship with them means that you had a horribly abandoning father. He was not available at all or died or whatever.
But that's the thing. Like, my dad is actually, like, the closest person in my life.
Even when you were growing up.
Even when I was growing up, my dad was always there for me. Both my parents were. My parents have been married. They're going to be married 27 years. Like, I'm not from a divorced home.
Well, then,
I love my family.
Is this your first relationship?
I guess I've only been involved with like one other person.
All right, so you're doing this all later in life than you should have.
Yeah,
you should have done this at 18.
It's because I don't trust people very easily because I don't want to get hurt.
All right, you did.
Time to
learn from this one, and as Adam said, just get on with it. This is just something you're just late doing.
Fine.
Everyone goes through it, as Adam said.
It has to happen.
There you go.
And by the way, you're from New York. No Mets or Jets talk around the
office. Thank you.
Please.
She's in Hawthorne now. How could she?
Just please don't bug everyone with your beloved Jets and Mets talk. Nonstop Yankees and Jets and Mets talk. All right?
Here we go.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Show, everybody. God bless you for listening. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
And they gave me some respiratories. Is that what it's called? You stick them annually? Annually?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.